Let's bow our heads in a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, you are the rock on which each of us stand. You have loved us. You have called us to be your children. You have welcomed us into your family. May we be truly living stones, just as you became that living stone to overcome all for us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Today is Elder Mel Sunday. It's usually the first Sunday in October, and guess what? Today is the first day of October. And in my preparations throughout my ministry, I always circled this date on the calendar because this was the day we recognized the work of the LWML, Lutheran Women's Missionary League. Now, I don't know how many of you know much about it because it is not as active as it once was, but this was founded in 1942. Its roots even go back earlier to that, even into the 18th century, when in the 1850s, women in the LCMS started forming local auxiliaries. And in those auxiliaries, they started caring for the needs of people. They mended clothes for seminarians. They began to provide equipment for hospitals. They worked and established schools, developed convalescent and retirement homes, assisted orphanages and residents with disabilities, gathering clothing, furniture, and food for indigents, and funding numerous mission endeavors at home and abroad. And they were a big arm of the missionary work of our synod for a long time. And up until 1920, these members had these individual societies and auxiliaries. And then they began to coordinate these efforts in the 20s by uniting in states and in what we call our districts. And they formed regional leagues. The first of these actually was in Oklahoma in 1928. It took another 10 years to gain the official approval to begin an organization within our synod. Two district groups sent resolutions to the 1938 LCMS convention asking for them to consider to adopt this organization. From that convention came a committee to study that proposal, and in 1941 sent a report that it would be favorable to start such an organization. So five pastors appointed to arrange a meeting of the interested districts. And on July 7th and 8th, the Women's Missionary League made its beginning at St. Stephen's Church in Chicago, Illinois. And it had delegates from 15 districts. Today, LWML is active in all of our districts, all 35 of them. It also has established a pattern of all kinds of activities throughout other countries as well as our partner churches around the world. What we really don't realize is that just like many other things after World War II, the LWML blossomed and flourished in the 50s and 60s, 70s, 80s, and 90s. It was a strong supporter of all kinds of mission endeavors, raising millions of dollars every year. When I began a mission congregation in 1980, they were one of my supporters. God motivated women in the church to all kinds of positive things for the benefit of ministry, and they were considered a very strong arm of the church and its ministry. I was blessed to work with elder male leaders in all of my churches, strongly involved in district levels, and some, yes, who were even involved at the LCMS level. You see, Lutheran Women's Missionary League is important because these are the women of the church who bind together to share the good news and to proclaim that living stone. And the epistle reading chosen for this service, which was written for Elder Mel, talks about that special service of the living stone and of God's own people. Peter reminds us that we have this living stone that each of us can come to. We are then to be living stones as we work to build up one another and to build a spiritual house together. For we are, as Peter would say, a holy people, a people belonging to God. And from that epistle are these words: "But you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for his own possessions, that you may proclaim the excellencies of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Once you were not a people, but now you are God's people. Once you had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy." What's interesting is, we also have been working through the book of Philippians over the last few Sundays, and you will continue to do so over the next couple. There's also these words from that text that I don't think we can ignore. There, Paul writes to the church at Philippi, "So if there is any encouragement in Christ, any comfort from love, any participation in the Spirit, any affection on sympathy, complete my joy by being of the same mind, having the same love, being in full accord and of one mind. Do nothing from selfish ambition or conceit, but in humility count others more significant than yourselves." One of the strong and positive parts of the LWML has been its great work in the field of missions. They did not become involved in the politics of the church. They were encouragers. They brought comfort to a number of people at various times and in disasters. They had their seeds and all those kind of things they used to proclaim the gospel, to help others get to know who Jesus was. They have stood out as an organization filled with affection and sympathy. And they witnessed the being of that one mind. They looked to the strength of others and the interests of others. Time and time again, they could be counted on for their significant contributions above self, making sacrifice for the gospel message. Paul, in his letter to the church of Philippi, I was writing to a church with a great deal of divisiveness, a church that sometimes lacked love and concern for one another. It's a message that I think is important because we live in a time that is very divisive. There's a lack of love for one another, a lack of concern. We dig into what we believe is the right thing, and sometimes we lose sight because we certainly have to be right. If you look at our world around us, we see a lack of encouraging one another. And matter of fact, we love to point out one another's faults. We truly dig into our positions, whatever that may be. We're easy to point out our grievances towards one another. We argue all of the time in every discussion we seem to have. We put conditions on most of the things we do. And unfortunately, the church fits right in. It's not where we should be, it's where we are. The tensions of the world also affect the tensions in the church. Where is our encouragement for one another? Where is our love? Where is our comfort, sympathy for one another? We are so grounded in taking positions making threats, willing to give up freedom for what we want. Following the Great War, there had been Korea, Vietnam, the Iron Curtain, uncertainty in our economy. Yes, we even have debated with common sense and reason sometimes. And today, where is that common sense and where is that reason? We are lacking many of these wonderful things it is to be the church, to be a witness to the gospel of what God has done for us. We are to be Christians, living stones in action to the gospel, to being letting our light shine in the midst of the darkness of a world. But the reality is that Paul had the same concerns for his time. As he writes his letters and as Peter writes his letter, there was this same concern. That's why the words from Paul to Philippi need to be shared. Therefore, God has highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name that is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. The theme for Elder Mill Sunday is the King is coming. Yes, we know that. The King came into our world to become one with us, to suffer, die, and to take our place, to do for us what we could not do. He was that living stone that came into our very midst, and He invites us to be living stones. He is to be highly exalted. And that when we hear His name, every knee should bow in heaven and earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Are we willing to take a stand? We seem to take stand for a lot of things, but are we willing to take a stand for the gospel of Jesus Christ? Last week you sang, stand up for Jesus. And I realized you sang it during communion and you weren't even standing. The church needs to be a beacon. The people of God need to be a light in a world that is filled with a great deal of darkness, a lot of uncertainty. We see a lot of things that shouldn't be, and we wonder why they are. You see, there is this living stone that provided all we need, that at the name of Jesus, we should stand up and proclaim His name. Jesus is that living stone. He came into our world to do for us. He went the way of the cross that we might have salvation. It's time for the church to stand up, for believers to be those living stones. Rather than digging into trenches, we need to raise our arms to the God who created us, loved us, and redeemed us. A God of love, even when we don't deserve that love. A God of love who is there for us. And the reality is the gospel stands the truth of time. The gospel is that on which we ought to commit ourselves. We do not stand on the political winds of our time, but on the very message of the gospel of what Christ has done and is doing and will do for us. Elder Mill has been a beacon of that light throughout its history. It is about rejoicing in the living stone. It is about going to the one that the builders rejected, remembering who you are, sinful and in need of a Savior, but a people belonging to God, a holy nation, a chosen race. We need to stand up, to be lights, to be encouragers of one another, showing comfort through our love for one another. And in a few weeks, you get to begin a new ministry with a new pastor. And what you need to do is to show him that love and compassion and work together with him to build a ministry in this place. Always knowing that the very heart of what you do and at the very center of everything you are is God's love for us, and then loving one another as he has loved us. There is only one living stone. He came for you. He came for me. He came for a world in which he created. We have a mission. Just like Elder Mel has its mission and has carried out its mission for all these years. You now have that opportunity together as God's people in this place to be those living stones. Amen.